Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Lamed Tes. In this capital of Tehillim, King David shares with us the realization and the awareness of how futile so much of our time in this world is when we spend chasing after nothingness, hevel, the things in this world that we strive to amass and acquire, which ultimately bring us no safety, no security, no long-term benefits. And King David realizes that our time here is so fleeting. And when suffering comes upon us, that is when we realize how fast our years go by in this world. And the only thing that truly matters in this world is serving the Almighty with faithfulness. So please, God, grant us the awareness and the ability to make maximum use of our time so that all of our moments here are worthwhile and not futile. Tehillim Perek Lamed Tes, Laminatzeach LiYedusun Mizmar LeDavid, for the conductor, for Yedusun, a psalm to David. Who was Yedusun? So Rashi says in his opening to this chapter, Shem Adam Echad Min HaMeshorerim. Very interesting. Yedusun was the name of a certain man who was amongst the songwriters in the temple. Furthermore, V'gam Kli Shir Hayasham, there was also a musical instrument in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, Sheshmo Yedusun, that its name was Yedusun. So it was either a songwriter in the temple or it was a musical instrument in the temple. Furthermore, U'Medrash Agada, a midrashic interpretation of Yedusun, al hadassos ve'al hadinin, regarding the edicts and regarding judgments, ve'hagezerot shel tzara, and the decrees, the divine decrees of trouble, hanigzerot al Yisrael, that were decreed upon Israel. So here in the opening words of this kapitel, amnatzeich liyedusin, mizmor leDavid, yes, it is a psalm to David, but what is Yedusin? It is either a musical instrument used in the temple, it was also the name of a songwriter in the temple, and on a midrashic interpretation, it refers to the das, the law, the dat, the law and the din, and the gezerot that were passed against Israel. Amarti, Eshmerad Drachai Mechato V'Lishomni. King David says, I will guard my ways from sinning with my tongue. Eshmerah lefi, I will guard my mouth. Machzom, I will muzzle my mouth. Ba'od rasha lenegdi, when the oppressor, when the wicked one, when the Yetzer Hara stands opposite me, says King David, I will be silent. Furthermore, on Pasuk Gimel, Na'elamti, I will be mute. Dumia, I will be silent. Hechashesi, I was silent mitov, even when good befell me, I was silent. Uke'evi ne'ekar, and though my pain was intense. Why is David HaMelech here talking about this element of silence in Psukim Beis through Gimel? So Rashi says here, I will be silent, I will guard my ways. Rashi says, Anachnu haya bilibeinu, we had it in our hearts, lishmar et atzmenu, to guard ourselves, al kol hatzarot haba'ot aleinu, against all the troubles that have come upon us. How have we guarded ourselves? Shelo neharher unedaber kasha achar midat hadin. When troubles befall us, it is human instinct, perhaps it is nature, to say, why, God? What are you doing, God? How could this have happened to me? David HaMelech says, I will hold my tongue. I will guard my ways from speaking with my tongue. I will guard my mouth even when the prosecutor, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination stands against me and taunts me. I will be a mute. I will be still even when good befalls me. Even when ke'evi ne'akar, my pain is intense, I will be silent because I do not want to risk questioning midat hadin. Like Rashi says again, lishmar et atzmenu, we must guard ourselves. I'll call regarding the troubles that befall us, we should not be suspicious about, we should not wonder about, in Daber Kasha, we shall not speak harshly in regard to God's strict attribute of justice. Even though the wicked are before us, even though the Yetzer Hara and the Umas HaOlam taunt us about the way that God sometimes treats us and we don't understand, and those wicked ones torment us, King David says, nevertheless, I will hold my tongue. I will not question God's ways. Pasuk Dalet, Cham Libi Bikirbi, my heart grew hot within me. Bahagigi Tivar Esh, in my contemplations, a fire blazed. Dibarti Bilashoni, and then I spoke aloud. So from the silence, now King David speaks. And what does he speak about? Not questioning the ways of God, rather, Hodieni Hashem Kitzi. Hashem, let me know my end. Umidas Yamai Mahi, and what is the measure of my days? Well, we have 70 years, King David said, as he has. Will a person have 80 years, 90 years, 120 years? Rahman al-Assan, some people have so few years. And King David says, God, let me know the measure of my ways. Eda mechadal ani, so that I will know when I will cease to be. The Art Scroll commentary to this verse reads, both quoting Rashi and then the Meiri. One, David HaMelech was saying, let me know when my suffering will end. Alternatively, according to the Meiri, here King David prays, God should help him to always bear in mind his frailty and transience. When a man contemplates that our years here are really so short, we will make maximum use of our time. Pasuk Vav, Hinei tefachot natata yamai, behold, like hand breaths you have made my days. V'chaldi ka'ayin negdecha, my lifetime is like nothing before you. God is the Ein Sof, he is the Hayaho Vevi, yeah, he was, he is, he will always be, he is eternity. What is man's days compared to the all-encompassing, forever almighty? Ach kol hevel, everything is hevel. Everything is futile. The things that man chases after in this world is futility of futilities. Kol adam nitzav selah. All human existence is futile. Selah. Ach b'tzela mishalech ish. Ach hevel. Once again, he repeats, Yehamayun, only in shadowy darkness does man make his way. But it is futility. It is turmoil. Yitzpor, he may amass riches. V'lo yeda mi osefam. We may spend time amassing riches, but do we really know who will harvest our riches, who will reap our riches, who will benefit from our riches? Will we even be here long enough to enjoy the riches that we amass? Pasuchas va'ata, ma kivisi Hashem. And now, for what do I hope, my Lord? Tochalti l'chahi, one thing. For you, I long. When a person places their trust, their faith, their hopes, their desires, their wishes, their aspirations in God, tochalti l'chahi. My hope is to you that our life, however long it is, has purpose and meaning. But Yitzpor, if we go to amass, we will never know who will even benefit from all the materiality that we spend so much time amassing. Mikol pishalai hatzileni, mikol pishalai hatzileni, God save me from all of my transgressions. Cherpas naval altisimeni, do not make me a disgrace before the degenerate. Cherpat naval altisimeni, before those who are degenerate within the parameters of Torah, do not make me a disgrace. Don't let me sit with the ones who waste their time. Please save me from sin. Let me make use of my days. Ne'elamti, once again he says, I will be silent. Lo eftach pi, even if I do not understand your ways, God, I will not open my mouth. Ki ata asita, because whatever you did is righteous. So whatever happens to me in my life, I will accept with silence. Nevertheless, King David, please, haser malai nigecha, please rescue me from your afflictions. Mitigrat yadcha ani chalisi, from before your hand, the attack of your hand, I am devastated. Pasuk Yirbeis, with rebuke for iniquity, you have chastened men. You have worn away like a moth his precious health. And again he repeats, Ach hevel, kol adam selah. Man is but hevel, is but nothingness. And that's if we spend time chasing after materiality and nothingness in this world. But again, if we put our hopes in God and we live a life that is focused and driven by Torah and mitzvot, then our life has purpose. And in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he ends and he says, Shim'a tfilati Hashem. God, is there anything else that we ask for, ladies? I ask you, hear my prayer, God. Visha'avati ha'azin, and my sha'ava, my hysterical outcry, pay attention, lend your ear. El dimati al techarash. Listen to the plea here of King David. Hashem, let me make my days, let me use my time wisely. Let me appreciate the hevel havalim of this world. Let me know to put my hope, my faith, my trust in you. Let me be silent before midat hadin. And what are the last two psukim? A prayer, a plea, a hysterical outcry for the wisdom to use our time well. Once again, it is worth it to repeat these beautiful words of King David. Shema tefilati Hashem. God, please hear my tefillah. Vishavati ha'azina, to my sha'ava, my hysterical outcry, pay attention to me. Lend your ear, God. Al dimati al techarash, please don't be deaf to the tears on my face. Ki ger anochi imach, I am but a visitor with you. Toshav, I am but a sojourner. Kichol avotai, what does that mean? I am a ger and a toshav, like Avram Avinu said, actually, by the purchase of the Maravat HaMachpeh. What does it mean? Ger v'toshav anochi, says King David. Art Scroll Commentary, quoting the Toldos Aaron. Men have always acted as if their stay in this world was permanent. We don't like to contemplate that all men meet the same fate. Yet their deaths have always exposed the lie of that misconception. Death is a great equalizer. We don't like to contemplate it, but no one gets off this world alive. A man always acts as if his stay in this world is permanent. And yet in death, the lie of that misconception is exposed. Toshav, therefore, Toshav k'chol avotai, I am a Toshav, a sojourner like all of my fathers, can also be understood to mean a permanent settler. If one lives his life as a visitor, the awareness of his transience prompts him to abandon the pursuit of empty pleasures, and instead he will fill his life with Torah and mitzvot. Then he will be a settler, a visitor, passing through like all of his righteous forefathers in this world, and he will attain permanent status in the world to come. So if we see ourselves once again, ger anochi imach, I am but a stranger with you. In this world, we see ourselves as here in a transient fashion, like a ger, a stranger who's just passing through. He doesn't make himself at home. If we realize that in this world, nothing is permanent, then ultimately, toshav k'chol avotai, when we reach the next world, we will be a permanent settler with all of our righteous forefathers in the world to come. Pasuk Yudaled, Hasha Mimeni V'Avliga. Please, God, turn your punishment away from me so that I may recover my strength. B'terem Eilech V'Einani. Before I depart from this world, and I am no more. Commentary to the Art Scroll, Tehillim. Before I depart and I am no more. It is only in this world that man can work and earn reward. The world to come, however, is solely for receiving the reward of deeds performed during one's earthly life. In this Tehillim, David HaMelech really reminds us, exhorts us, encourages us, begs us, beseeches us to understand how frail, how fleeting, how transitory life is in Olam Hazeh. And only if we make maximum use of our time, if we learn to close our mouths before divine justice, if we appreciate the havel havalim and we don't chase after them, but rather we put our hope, our trust, our faith in God, then we will accomplish. We will earn eternal rest in the world to come. Please, God, b'terem eilech, before I go, v'einini. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, and I've seen this brought down in a number of places, the Seili Rav Yisrael Meir Kohen Kagan of Radin Zatzal, life is like a postcard. You start to write. You think you have all the space in the world. So you write big and you leave a lot of space between the words and the letters. After all, there's a whole postcard to fill. And then you start to get closer to the end and you realize there's not as much room as you thought. So you start to squeeze in the words, your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings, your longings in a mad dash to get it all in before the finish line. Sometimes you don't have enough room for the most important sentiments. Sometimes you don't even have enough room to sign your name. Shema Tfilati Hashem. Hear my prayer, God. V'sha'avati ha'azina. Listen to my hysterical outcry. Al dimati al techarash. Don't be deaf to my tears. Ki ger nochi imach. If I see myself as a ger, a stranger in this world, toshav k'chol avotai, then I will earn a place of eternal rest with my fathers in the world to come. Let us take these powerful sentiments and words of David Melech Israel to heart. And you know I speak to Michal Horowitz. Let us use our time wisely, fulfill our mission, and always strive to fulfill Ratzon Hashem while we still can. B'terem Eilech, before I pass, ve'einani, I and I am no longer here. Thank you for studying with me. Li'ilui Nishma Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. I wish you all a wonderful day.